Blog Talk Radio.
When I cannot close my eyes and the night goes on, troubles taunt on every side, and my doubt is strong. Shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief. Mighty God who comes near, come and shelter me. Do your promises still stand? Does your mercy cease? By the power of your hand, grant me my shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and tonight we're reminiscing. I lost two buddies this week. I remember them when they were young boys, and they're now in a Valhalla, and they had a good tour, and we all grew up together and hung out in the same neighborhood. And four of us pushed up our draft, and we all went into the military at the same time. Three of us went to Germany, and one went to South Korea. And fortunately for us, the World War II generation and the guys who fought in Korea paid our dues, so we got a free ride. We never saw the battlefield. And we were lucky because right after we got out of the reserves, after being on active duty, Vietnam was sucking up every red-blooded American and sacrificing them in the rice paddies of Vietnam while they were being betrayed in San Francisco, Chicago, and New York City by the communists, who never went away. They're now judges, Supreme Court judges, their professors. They never went away. Those who killed America are still doing it today. And the sad note is that everybody, all of the Republicans, and especially the conservatives, cannot admit the fact that Ronald Reagan did not win the Cold War. They will tell you Ronald Reagan defeated the Soviet Empire. Well, the Soviet Empire is in Syria tonight, and the Chinese Communist Empire is building islands in other people's property. So, communism never went away. The only thing that went away in 1945 was Nazis. They were replaced by the Soviet Supreme. And the Soviet Supreme is still the Communist Party, whether they change logos on the fly or not. Our biggest enemy today is communism, and nobody knows it, and nobody will admit it. You know how hard it is for even a conservative like Mark Levin, a great conservative, do you know how hard it is for him to say the word communist? He'll say liberal, he'll say leftist. He cannot say communist. Very seldom does he say it. And you know why? He doesn't want to be accused of being a McCarthyite, because that was the communist muzzle that was put on any American that went after them. And they have other muzzles too. Anti-Semite, racist, homophobe. They've got all of the buzzwords all sewed up. But they are stronger than ever, and they're running our government right now. And they're giving everything to the communists. Fidel Castro was about to be assassinated, and he was about to be overthrown along with his brother, in my humble opinion. A Cuban fantasy was a real banana. The Cubans were eating still life paintings down there. They couldn't wait to find the tire tube to get the hell out of there. So, one big communist bailed out another communist. Obama bailed out Castro. Because Castro could no longer get free oil from Venezuela. The Soviets had no money for him. The Chinese had no money for him. So, he made a deal with Obama. And now he's opened up a second drug route into the United States, because that's what's coming from Cuba. And that's why Obama turned 6,000 drug dealers out into the streets so they can handle the extra addicts. So my tribute is to the boys I grew up with who are exiting stage right. So let's see if we can find a tune that they would have loved. Rick McGlick was one. And a guy named Joe. So, let me get a tune for them. I know one. We'll do Heartaches. Little doo-wop.
Watch out! Here we go again.
Yep. Work. Boom, mum, bo, dum, num, num, bum, mum, heartache.
Dim,
Yep, work, boom, mum, bo, dum, num, num, bum, mum,
heartache.
You know that my love for you meant only
that your love was just a burning memory.
Okay, we're back. Jimmy from Brooklyn used to be on and an expert on Amazon. He has, like, the communists play chess. We're playing tiddlywinks. It's unbelievable. But Jimmy says there are four stages of communism. One is slavery, which is the first stage. Then comes feudalism. Then comes capitalism. And then, and only then, can come socialism. After that, it's full dictatorship. And once power is completely in the hands of the communists, they kill all their enemies, including those who put them in power. And you only have to look at communist regimes. You look at Joseph Stalin. He wiped out his entire officer corps. He didn't trust them. He thought they were going to overthrow him. He killed 6,000 Russian officers. 6,000 seems to be the magic number. He also killed 6,000 Polish officers in the Katyn Forest. And just before God gave him a stroke, he was getting ready to start phase two of the extermination of the Jewish people. He had started on Jewish doctors because he thought the Jewish doctors were killing Russians. So the man was a definite whack job. Yet, everybody worships him, from Bill Ayers to Saul Alinsky. It's not the outside enemy that's going to do us in. It's the inside enemy. I'll quote you Cicero later on. In the meantime, you must realize that we are under a communist influence. President was a spoon-fed by Frank Marshall Davis, who was a Soviet employee in Hawaii. And he educated President Obama. And then Bill Ayers helped President Obama move up the ladder. Bill Ayers, who believes that 20% of all Americans will have to be exterminated because they won't adjust to communism. So, in memory of my two fallen buddies, I am going to play a tune we all used to sing together.
Take you on,
let me take you on.
Oh, little girl,
let me take you on.
While you
One more.
Dang dang dang, ding dong ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon. Dip 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 dip, moon, 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 blue moon. Dip dip dip, moon, 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 blue moon. Dip dip dip, bomb 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 bomb, dang dang dang, ding dong ding,
blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, boo.
Oh, 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 oh,
dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, boo. Boom, boom, boom.
One of the guys, we'll call him Joe the Nose, we went into this service together, and we were both in the same outfit, the same barracks. I was in the mortar platoon, and he was a BAR man. I think he was in like the third platoon. He was very good. He had been into guns all his life. As a matter of fact, he even had a buffalo gun. And we went up shooting one day in the woods, and he was using a rock as a prop, a big boulder, and he fired the buffalo gun, and it burned the grass all the way down to the target, and it rocked the boulder. But he was very good. He was a BAR man. And he was so good that he went to the Leclerc matches in Paris, France, representing the 4th Armored Division. So, and he loved guns all his life. And he also liked country and Western music. So this tune is dedicated to Joe the Gnome.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou. Where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All the fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. Oh, to see my baby again, and to be with some of my friends. Maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou.
At a very disturbing blog, and it worries me, and it has to do with a group of people that are very liberal, and they're being dumped into one class, and it worries me very much. Because I see a trend, a beginning, and it's being created by some of these liberals, calling down American hatred on their heads. And I don't know if they're doing it deliberately or they're just that stupid. But it hurts to see it, because there are people of that persuasion that are very close to me, and I would never want to see harm come to them. But this this Muslim movement in the United States eventually will overwhelm them, and they're going to be a true minority, despised and hated, and I never want to see that day come. I got to tell you, when I look at three of my little grandchildren and they're hugging one another, I see three little children from another time in death camps. And God forbid that American opinion turns on the chosen people. And chosen people, you better wake up, because you're feeding your own a fire. And you got to put an end to the people within your camp. Just like when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, he had to throw some people out. You got to do the same thing. You got to denounce them. We need more Mark Levins and less communists. And you know who I'm talking about. Enough said. So, having said that, I'm going to play an anti-communist song. And one of the things that bothers me the most, speaking of communists, is many communists came from Russia, and they were religious Russians. And they were promised by the communists when the Nazis were persecuting them that they would have their own country inside of Russia. But then the Russians double-crossed them. So they came to the United States, to the land of the free and the home of the brave. And Obama has changed that now to the land of the freaks and the home of the broke. He is our biggest threat. And he is hell-bent to destroy this country in 15 months. And you better pray to God that he doesn't succeed. And even if he has to be impeached, and we don't win impeachment, do the process anyway and slow him down. You got to slow this guy down. He's got a plan to destroy the country. And it's not just him, it's his whole party. If you're a Democrat, if you're an Irish Democrat, if you're a Jewish Democrat, if you're an Italian Democrat, crazy. You're in the party of death, It's a party that has no God. They kicked God out at the last convention. Go to YouTube. See the three votes. Three times they voted to throw God out. And then on the last vote, they said no God. And the guy on the podium, I think he was the mayor of Los Angeles, said God stays. The majority rules. And the majority said, we didn't say that. We said God's got to go. Go check YouTube. I don't make this stuff up. I see it with my eyes and I tell you about it. They have no God. They have no country. They vote to burn the flag. They call it freedom of speech. They kill children and sell their eyes. And they call that a woman's right to choose. And they want me to pay for it. How ironic. They bring drugs into the ghetto and keep dope slaves there forever. And then when they bring the drugs in, they want to tax it. And Colorado is bragging they got a windfall on drug addicts, while businesses are now pulling out of Colorado because all their help is coming to work stoned. Wait till you see the end result of this nightmare. And weed is already on the commodities exchange. What a country. We have no industry left. All we got is space dreams. And we can't even go to space without a ride from the Russians. We are in bad trouble. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. And you know what? We don't even have less than 1% of the country defends it. And they're the only ones that are in halfway shape to stand up and fight an enemy that can afford to lose millions and not even bat an eye. We're in trouble. We're in trouble in our marriages. We're in trouble with drug addiction. The biggest, you don't worry about global warming. Worry about 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie. Worry about that. Because he's coming to work for you, or she's coming to work for you. And this story about this make-believe communist story that Obama's releasing 6,000 drug dealers because it's a nonviolent crime. Drugs is one of the most violent crimes. You just think about a guy who paid his way through college selling drugs. And all the people that dropped out that were his customers were OD'd. Just because a guy doesn't put the needle in your arm and cook you off, that doesn't mean he didn't kill somebody. And I'll give you an example. In my own business, drugs ruin small business. And it gets the employee and it gets the employer. In my business, one day I'm up in the office and I pick up the phone and there's a conversation going on between a girl that works the counter and a guy who's in Rahway State Prison. And the girl is nervous, she's upset, she's crying. And the guy says, we will kill your brother. We got him here. We will kill him. Now listen to me. You leave the back door of that store open. Is that creepy or what? And my store was a block from the police station. So drug dealers can get you even if they're in prison. I'll give you another tune. This one we're going to play for all the atheists and all the communists that are trying to destroy religion in this country.
I'll have a blue Christmas. Snowflake
She got me started today. She sent me, we know her for years, and she sent me information alert. This email was written after I had two glasses of wine with dinner. So it was a warm summer night, and we decided to go to Jones Beach and have a beach party. I brought some Jersey friends, one of whom we called Pencil. Everybody had a few drinks except for me, and on the way home, somebody had to stop for gas. We had two carloads of people. No seatbelts. There's no seatbelts in the 60s, right? And you could put 10 in the front seat and 10 in the back. Yeah. And my buddy had a Hudson. He had a Hudson. It was like getting into a living room. It was so big. But Joe DeNose, he was dressed in shorts. He had one knee sock on and Pencil's bra worn over his T-shirt. And he went up to a cop who came by. All was good until Joe said to the cop, "I got your badge number." Oh, boy. So the officer asked for everyone's license and registration. They saw I was 17. She was driving a station wagon, this girl, and said someone of age had to drive my father's car or we wouldn't be able to leave. Now, think about this. You see how this cop is treating two carloads of half-drunk teenagers, or not completely drunk teenagers? All right? He's given us every break in the book. He just wanted us to be safe to get home. And then she says, "My dear old friend," that's me, "was old enough to drive in New York, but never drove a shift car. The solution, he would work in the clutch and I would shift." You got it so far? "And the rest is or should well be known to you, but I would be more happy to tell the rest of the story. Joe DeNose was well known to me. I just wanted to be sure before I brought this old story to mind that I remembered officially who he was. When he went after the cop, we had to subdue him. We had to beat him up." And we all grew up around 184th Street and Amsterdam Avenue in New York City. I was all Italian over there. It was called the Little Nook. And that was it. We came from Washington Heights. But it was a night to remember. I drove the Titanic. Okay. So having said that, we're going to pay a tribute to all the Latinos who should get out of the Parque de la Muerte. If you look at that Communist Party platform that the gringos are heading up for the Democrat Party, there's nobody of color on the platform. They're all white, including the backup Biden. Yet, the racist party of the Tea Party has a real Afro-American, highly educated and a well-loved person who doesn't lie. We have two Latinos, okay, by way of Cuba. But you see, Cubans don't count in the Parte de la Muerte because Cubans know what happens when communists take over. We have a lady, an Italian lady, who can do math. We have an Indian governor from a former slave state of Louisiana. His name is Bobby Jindal, and he is by way of Bombay. And then we got a white guy that owns hotels and very outspoken. And we have an Italian governor from New Jersey who is raising Jersey taxes, and he's not getting elected. Down in South Jersey, they're protesting a 25% real estate tax increase. See, you got to watch out for these cover-up people. There's a lot of cover-ups going on in this country. And in the Parte de la Muerte, they don't even have a guy with freckles. It's all white. And if you look at these protest groups, like Black Lives Matter, they got all of the black guys in the front to take the bullets. But there's at least two white communists in the back directing them. You got to get rid of the white communists if you're going to have a black party. Because the white communists are pulling your chains. So I dedicate this tune. It's called Above All. And I dedicate it to all the victims of 9-1-1 who American history has written out, communist history books. And they're not talked about in communist cucumber schools, including New York. It's another cover-up. Hush, hush. There's a muzzle on America, and America can't speak anymore. And I'm also dedicating this to a Cuban kid named Elian Gonzalez, who was kidnapped by the Clintonistas in Miami for Fidel Castro and future favors, which are now being collected by Obama. And the favors are going to be drugs. You're going to get a lot of good Cuban drugs. You're going to love them. They're going to be better than the Mexican stuff. Yes, you're going to love them. And that's why Obama's got 6,000 drug dealers back on the streets to handle the new addicts. So this is for the Latinos who struggle, serve this country, love this country. I had tea with an Iranian. He's here for 30 years. So he must have came when the Shah fell, when the communists got rid of the Shah with the help of Jimmy Carter, who's a communist. He's a good old communist. And he's saying this country is finished. He's been here for 30 years. Here's Above All for everybody who sacrifices and loves this country. Baby.
four kingdoms above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth.
Is another oldie but goodie.
John's in love with Joan.
John's in love with Joan. Joan's in love with Jim. Jim's in love with someone who's not in love with him. What was meant to be must be. C'est la vie. When it comes to love, you don't always conquer the one you're dreaming of. As they say in old Paris, c'est la vie.
Yeah.
but no one's gonna cry. Though he stole her love from me, c'est la vie,
give you this little dissertation on President Trump. A message for President Trump. Fox News performs subtle sabotage on you. Not as obvious as nobody but Clinton's NBC. All of them are baiting you with Carson polls. They want you to attack Carson. Stay away from that trap. Say nice things about Carson. Praise his faith comment. He made a comment. He says, we're all people of faith. And it's just a matter of what you believe in. I thought that was very apropos. Starting today, act like a president. That would be the way I would do it. I'm 15 months away from throwing Obama out. I would start to pretend I was president. Then that would really drive the communist nuts. Look at him. He's walking around like he's president already. Third him up. That's why I played Christmas carols at Halloween. And then I put crosses on pumpkins. You got to fight back, folks. If you don't fight back, they'll walk all over you. They'll walk all over you. They'll push you out of the way. Lines aren't for them. They don't believe in standing in lines. They're me first people. So, act like a president. Start raising funds for a private VA hospital. Anywhere in the country, they can come to the Trump private VA hospital. Trump says he can, if he snaps his finger, $200 million is available to him tomorrow from people that want to contribute, and he doesn't want the money. Here's a good cause. Raise it for our hospital. And then you could fly on one of your Trump planes. The vets that are out in the boondocks that can't get to can't get any treatment at all. And number two, adopt the families of the Fort Leavenworth 10. You know who the Fort Leavenworth 10 are? They were accused of premeditated murder on the battlefield in individual exercises, in individual firefights, not all in the same one. But as soon as somebody shot back, they arrested him. And they put him on trial in front of a judge panel that had no combat experience. And then they sentenced them to 15 to 20 years, sometimes to appease the government of Iraq, who was sticking it to us nine ways to Sunday. So these poor GIs who took the oath of office to protect them and preserve the Constitution, to die for their country, put their lives on the line, got arrested, got sentenced, and sent home. If you want to read one horror story, this story on Sergeant Evan, E-V-A-N, Vela, V-E-L-A. You won't believe what they did to this guy. You have no idea. But worse than that, these 10 guys are rotting away in prison, and some of them are on suicide watch. And wouldn't you be? And their wives and families have lost all government benefits that were paid to their husband. They have no income. And now they got to move to Fort Leavenworth to be near the man they love and their father. So, 10 GIs went to jail. But at least 20 innocent people have been sentenced to a life of shame and poverty. And they did nothing. They are completely innocent. And there's nobody standing up for them. There's no ACLU lawyer saying, let's sue and get you some benefits. The ACLU has a one-track mind, and it's called communism. It was founded by Roger Baldwin, a communist. And they do nothing but take this country down under the guise of civil rights. They could care less. And let me tell you, there are no blacks in China, communist China, and there are no blacks in communist Russia. They're not going to take them when we lose. So, where was I here? Adopt the families of the Fort Leavenworth 10 who Obama put in prison. Yet, he tells us drug dealing is not a crime. And then he opens up a new drug route into the USA from Cuba. He needs the dealers back on the street to handle the increase in addicts. And where do you think those addicts are going to end up? In the ghetto. They're going to be in the ghetto because they're cannon fodder. And so the poor people who are forced to live in the ghetto, that are just trying to eke out a living, that are trying to get a leg up on life, they're now going to be overwhelmed with more crime and more criminals. And those black churches that praise God on Sunday, a church like where the 12 apostles were gunned down in Alabama. And what did they do? They took a picture of a white guy who did the killing, who was an atheist, who hated Christ and killed the followers of Christ. And they turned it into a racial incident and they blamed it on the Confederacy. You see how brainwashed we are? The guy who killed those 9 blacks had on a Goldie's Gym t-shirt. Did anybody say close down all the Goldie's Gyms? Did anybody say Goldie was a racist? So why the Confederate flag? Because it's not the Confederate flag the communists want to take down. That's step one. Jimmy from Brooklyn says when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. So how many times have they tried to take down the Confederate flag? Eventually, they succeeded because we've got 3 generations of brainwashed Americans. We're all communist clones. But you don't believe that. You got a lot to learn, but you want to know something? By the time you learn it, you're going to be in a death camp. If you survive the death march, and we're not in shape anymore. This is not the America that won World War II. This is not the Americans that fought the Chinese and the North Koreans to a standstill. This is not the Americans who gave 59,000 lives to help the yellow man in South Vietnam. When I hear Bruce Springsteen sing that communist song, Born in the USA, and all the jerks are saying, Born in the USA, born in... Listen to the second stanza. We went to Nam to kill the yellow man. Did we go to Nam to kill the yellow man? Gee, when I saw the beginning of Nam, I saw nuns being executed by the VC, doctors being executed by the VC. Get the story of Dr. Tom Dooley. Yeah, the communists killed anybody with glasses. They considered them intellectuals. We went to Nam to save the yellow man like we went to South Korea to save the yellow man from communism. But you see, you bought the communist swine crap because you don't have a mind of your own. It's been laundered. Check behind your left ear. See if there's a drain plug. So, where was I? Obama tells us drug dealing is not a crime. And then he opens up a new drug route into the USA from Cuba. One in five American families have suffered drug tragedy, and they need help, but they're not getting help. Okay, I'm going to give you a little Wahiro while I defog my throat. Okay, we're back. We are back. Here's some news. The Russians don't want the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline. Iran doesn't want the Keystone Pipeline. The Middle East doesn't want the pipeline. And the Democrat Communist Party doesn't want the pipeline. And now the Canadian Communist Party doesn't want the pipeline. But America needs that pipeline to be strong financially and militarily. The goal of the communist EPA is to destroy everything that made America great. The number one target for the last 30 years has been American industry. Just look at our space program. Russia won't take us to space anymore. Today, politicians are begging our once national pride industries, which no longer have a strong loyalty and U.S. connection, to come home and bring their money back so they can tax it and keep the Democrat boot on their neck. Don't forget the extra lawsuits and fines. Look at what the EPA is doing to Volkswagen. Never GM, the Democrat communist subsidy. Watch what the Germans do to American companies in Germany, or what they don't do. We need a president who works in a real world, not a make-believe charade in D.C. It has to be El Trumpo. The most feared question in Washington asked by President Trump will be, what do you do here? More tea, anybody? We're closing. And because the cross is under attack in the United States, if I can find it, I will play you Behold the Cross. That's what it is. You see that football coach that was made to resign because he prayed? You don't think you're living in a communist country? That's because they haven't come to put the muzzle on you yet.
Behold the cross on which was hung, life's very Lord, God's darling. Mary's own babe,
So,
to all those people who have loved ones who passed away, buddies and friends, we all get to meet again. We all get to meet again. I say heaven is you get to be with all the ones you love, and hell is you get to be with all the ones you hate. So you better shoot for heaven. I wear a scapula. You know what a scapula is? It's a little piece of cloth. It's got a picture of the Blessed Mother on it. And inscribed on the scapula, it says, all who die wearing the scapula will go to heaven. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm not taking no chances. Have a nice night, folks.